all the way to principle 17, Torah and mitzvot. So we're on page 50. This principle is almost 3 pages long. So this session, I'll just read it through, and then God willing, we can discuss next time. Principle 17, Torah and mitzvot. We attain the inner transformation from desiring to receive to desiring to give through Torah and mitzvot, spiritual learning and spiritual practice. Learning Torah illuminates our spiritual path and enlightens us. Each of the 613 mitzvot, the spiritual practices of the Torah, has a spiritual root in one of the 613 aspects of our soul and is a unique conduit for connecting to God. Spiritual practice for those on the path of inner work is not about getting a reward, but rather about attaining the desire to give. The goal is to be in divine service. The motivation for this comes from emunah in the greatness of God. When learning Torah or performing any spiritual practice, it is important to contemplate what we want to attain from it. Ideally, we want to attain emunah in God's exaltedness, emunah in God's goodness, and emunah in God's love and presence in every moment of our lives. Our spiritual work in Torah mitzvot can be focused on one point, asking God for emunah. When we attain even the most minimal level of emunah in God, we are already living in a different reality. If our involvement in Torah mitzvot is rooted in wanting to receive a reward, whether in this world or the world to come, then our spiritual practice is motivated by our desire to receive. If we are not after reward, but are striving to be in divine service, our ego does not cooperate, and we begin to discover how far we are from having real emunah in God, and how far we are from truly loving others. The more intensely we engage in the spiritual work, the more our ego and extent of our self-centeredness becomes revealed to us. This awareness of our desire to receive and our disconnection from God, which we attain through deep spiritual practice, although painful, is most precious. It enables us to receive our inner transformation from God and be brought close. The spiritual pleasure contained within every one of the mitzvot is greater than all the physical pleasures of the world combined. This pleasure is hidden from us, however, and to perform mitzvot, we need to work with emunah. Why is this? Why is the pleasure inherent in physical matters revealed, for example, the pleasure of a good meal, while the pleasure of mitzvot is concealed? The hiddenness of the pleasure of a mitzvah makes it possible for us to perform the mitzvah in order to give, in a state of divine service. If the spiritual pleasure contained in the mitzvah were revealed to us, we wouldn't be able to determine if we are performing the mitzvah in divine service or to experience the pleasure and thereby be serving ourselves. Once we have reached the spiritual level of being able to perform the mitzvot in the state of divine service, the spiritual pleasure hidden in the mitzvot can be revealed to us. Then we reach a deeper level of clarifying our intention, determining whether even after the pleasure becomes revealed to us, we can still prefer the state of emunah over the state of revelation. Learning Torah and practicing the mitzvot with the intention of attaining the state of pure giving and unconditional love is the process through which we attain the state of pure giving and unconditional love. It is essential for our Torah learning to focus on the inner spiritual wisdom of Torah, Kabbalah. Through the spiritual work of mitzvot, we gain awareness of what our ego wants to do and what it doesn't want to do. Attaining this awareness and working with the mitzvot to transcend our desire to receive is essential for our inner transformation and reaching dvekut, attachment to God. We develop awareness that we are in the presence of God by learning the inner spiritual wisdom of Torah and through the spiritual practice of mitzvot. Developing emunah that we are in the presence of God and acting accordingly is the essence of spiritual work. Spiritual work done with happiness and an uplifted spirit brings a corresponding level of enlightenment in Torah and experience of God. So, God willing, we'll discuss next time.